Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns, destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. The Posse of Angels have a very funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So, like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel advice. So you can call the show on that call-in number, which is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for free angel guidance from the Posse of Angels and myself is 646 716-6794. But before we get to those calls, once again, welcome to Angel Healing House, everyone. And happy June. Here we are, halfway through this glorious year of 2014. Thank you, everyone, for listening in, supporting the show, whether it's on the computer, by phone, or perhaps you're listening to the archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site. Maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. You know, listeners, I hear from so many other listeners that share with me their experiences, inspirational messages that they receive from the Posse of Angels. In this testimonial, all the way from France, a listener writes, "Dear Candy, I've just listened to your show, and I realize that the only person who has betrayed me recently is me. I got the call to move to a new location a few years ago, and 3 years ago I moved from England to France. I have not been very close with my family for years, and they were always too busy with their own lives to be interested in my plans. So it came as a bit of a shock when I actually sold up and left the country. We do not keep in touch much, Christmas cards and the occasional phone call, and I felt that they were not worthy of my love. Now I have a new perspective. I can see that just because they don't behave as I would like does not mean that they are unworthy. I can still love them, even if our lives have taken different paths. By the way, I love living in France, and I do not regret my move for one single instant. I'm making new friends, and I still don't know the reason for my move. I don't question it. I just get on with it. So thank you so much, and thank you, Posse of Angels. Thank you for being there and helping us along our path. With love and light, Michelle from France." Michelle's comment prompted me to reply to her email. "I smiled when I read that you still don't know the reason for your move to France, as I also have a tendency to want to try and figure things out. The Posse of Angels is saying that life is not supposed to be figured out, quite frankly, but it's meant to be experienced. And if we could all be as intuitive as you, Michelle, to move somewhere and do something solely because we feel the joy that it gives us in our hearts, then this joy and abundance will keep manifesting more and more and more in our lives." The Posse of Angels is smiling and saying that life was always meant to be just this simple. I see that we have several callers hanging on the line. Thank you very much for that first free angel reading from myself and the Posse of Angels. 760, you're going to be first, so please do hang on. If you're a regular listener, you know that I take about 15 or 20 minutes to speak about our topic of the day, and today's topic is so timely, as is most of the topics that the Posse of Angels wish me to speak about, and this one is called The Gift of Dredging Up the Past to Finally Let It Go. You know, after the shakeup that many of us experienced in April that shone a light on either some sort of betrayal in our lives or people from our past magically showing up again, May gave us a time of quiet in order for not only the proverbial dust to settle, but it gave us a chance to take another look at what still needed to be addressed in our lives. The reasoning why things are dredged up in the first place is for them to be looked at and hopefully cleared, and to see what is blocking something in order for it to be moved on and finally dealt with. The spiritual dredging that may be going on is to revisit and review the past to see if we have truly dealt with it. In fact, this Mercury retrograde that is coming up on July 7th through to July 1st is very much about revisiting relationships. I have often been asked by many clients, how do you know when you have fully dealt with the past? Well, I remind them that if there is no trigger or reaction whatsoever of anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, criticism, and if there is only unconditional love and forgiveness for that particular individual or individuals, then you know that you've pretty much dealt with that person or situation. What is so frustrating about this time that we find ourselves in is that the forward-moving Mars energy as of May 20th is making many of us feel as if we should be doing something and we should be stepping onto our new path in order to advance our dreams forward. But there is an unseen dredging energy that is causing us to stop moving forward. It's slowing us down and forcing us to go back and relook at people and situations that we thought we already cleared. And for those who will literally find themselves back at the beginning again, the Posse of Angels is saying that those people need to clear karmic issues completely so that they can step forward with the clearest of energy for manifesting their own version of heaven on earth. For you know, listeners, our version of heaven on earth, whatever that may be for each one of us, cannot be manifested from the energies of negativity, judgment, unforgiveness, if it is still a part of our energetic frequency within us. You know, I spoke about this on my radio show entitled Love is the Secret Weapon Stepping Forward. And while this may be tremendously hard for some to revisit the past, once we clear these karmic energies, it will serve us beautifully in the long run. You know, I recently drew to myself an example of just how this energy is affecting many of us. Jane, a young client of mine, now this is not her real name, I don't use names of my clients on my show, but let's just call her Jane. Jane contacted me as she was absolutely distraught, for her plans fell through to be able to move into living arrangements after her lease was up. Because of her lack of funds, her only avenue was to move back in once again with her parents. She cried bitterly about her deep frustration of not having any clients to be able to support herself, as, in her own words, she was a guru and meant to teach others. I explained that she co-created these circumstances to move her back into her parents' home for the greatest good of her spiritual development and that she needed to address unresolved issues. Oh, she assured me that she was the spiritual teacher and that she had done all the healing and was there to teach others and that there was nothing else for her to learn and therefore was frustrated as to why she was again sent back to live in her parents' house. She was furious that God was blocking her from being able to support herself, and there was a lot of blame on God. As part of the intuitive counseling, I asked her to give me some words to describe her parents. Her use of the language, while full of descriptive four-letter words for both her parents, does not lend me to repeating them on air. Suffice it to say that these negative words were said with such venom, such anger, that it caused my client shortness of breath as she spat them out and to burst into heaving, uncontrollable sobs. While she blew her nose, I reminded her that the greatest gurus and masters on the planet are not the best teacher. But those who have mastered themselves and are the walking example of their spiritual knowledge. To me and the posse of angels, it was blatantly obvious that until she dealt with acknowledging and taking responsibility for writing her parents into the contract of her life, along with their contrasting characteristics, until she could thank them for giving up part of their incarnation to play this contrasting role in order for her to learn her lessons, and until she could bless them for exactly what choices they made and exactly where they chose to be on their journey in life, then she would never be able to be free, and she would not be able to free herself and release them from having any effect on her life ever again. After our session, a softness and a more peaceful countenance came upon this client as she was given the choice to finally be able to take all of the spiritual wisdom that she was so full of and finally, once and for all, utilize it on herself. The posse of angels is saying that this is karmic and that if we are willing to surrender and see it from a higher perspective through the eyes of only love and forgiveness, it will be a culmination and conclusion so that we can finally move on with our lives and the fulfillment of our dreams and our wishes. By the way, if you're experiencing the anger and frustration that is dredging up, that dredging up time may be bringing for you, I'd love to share with you a heightened angel's perspective as to why you created with God and the angels for it to happen and help you see it through the eyes of love. You know, you can book your own intuitive counseling and Reiki life-changing sessions or angel readings with me, Claire Candy Hoff, at Angel Healing House. You can call after the show on 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. There's a reminder here that sessions can be either experienced locally in my Los Angeles office or nationally and internationally using Skype and phone and, of course, distant healing with the Reiki. Remember, gift certificates are available, and I do accept credit cards. Now, even if your life may not have taken you back to the beginning like this client of mine so that you can address unresolved relationships that may be triggering you, June is giving all of us a time to reflect as we go within in order to let go of either deep karmic issues, contracts, or beliefs and programming. Please note that this is not an easy thing to deal with, especially if you think you thought you've dealt with it already, and it may bring up a great deal of unresolved anger, as well as finding fault in others and blaming others, just like this client of mine, Jane, blamed God and replay being the victim. The posse of angels is reminding us, with dredging up the past in order to finally let it go, that which does not destroy us will only make us stronger, more determined, and allow us to truly, once and for all, transform our lives. The posse of angels is saying that this disclosure around betrayal or people coming back into our lives is such a gift and a blessing for all of us, as it's giving us a chance to be less naive in the future, as the very nature of many light workers is loving, compassionate, harmonious, and peaceful. You know, quite frankly, many of us who have loving and angelic natures would run after and we would align ourselves with just about anyone who was nice to us or showed us any interest. It's not that we were stupid, it's that we had just such huge hearts and loving energies that we allow just about anybody into our inner sanctum. We may have openly accepted people, investments, and business propositions on face value without doing our due diligence, assuming that others were also open and honest and loving, and they only wished for our well-being. Faced with finding out about people's true motives, it is calling upon all of us to be more diligent, attentive, and in some cases, just downright more professional as to who we will align our energies with in order not to experience the same things we have experienced in the past, perhaps betrayal or people who have not wanted the best for us, in order for us not to give our power away. The energy of June is actually helping us to have a great clarity and to take off our rose-colored glasses and see others for exactly who they are. You know, the posse of angels is chiming in, and they're saying that many of us will co-create opportunities and situations for ourselves to practice discernment in aligning ourselves only with that which is of the highest energetic resonance for us. It's very important to note here that after so many lightworks workers have been seemingly held back and quiet for so long, that we may be entering a time where some of us will be presented with out-of-the-blue choices. You know, suddenly we were quiet for so long, and suddenly there on our plate are many choices, with more of the world shifting to be able to perceive, to see, and hear us and discern our messages, our high vibrational energies of love, joy, peace, and harmony. Well, they will naturally attract others to us who would like to align themselves with these beautiful energies of ours to enhance their products and their businesses with our loving energy. The posse of angels is, okay, their faces are looking pretty stern, listeners, and they're saying, be cautious and be vigilant in discerning what people may be promising you. They're stressing that when we are faced with making decisions, please do not make them hastily. Go within, sit with your intuitive inner barometer, and feel whether an alliance is of the highest order as to which choices feel the most beneficial to attach yourself to. You know, as long as we are living and communicating from our most authentic, honest, and open, truthful selves, then our alliances will be the same. In fact, all of this is helping us to hone our communication skills and truly master manifesting what we truly desire in our lives with no settling and no compromises. But the posse of angels is saying that, like in so many cases, they might have to present us with a bit of deception or maybe not deception, or contrast with those who may wish to hide things from us or deceive us in order for us to practice being vigilant and discerning. In other words, the disclosure that happened to us or betrayal or people coming back from the past in order to be finalized, this allowed us to be grounded. And it was very important not only to be grounded, but for us to have our eyes clearly open. And thank goodness that happened before we begin to receive those choices in our lives which will be the physical manifestation of the path to the fulfillment of our dreams and our desires and our wishes. Now, before we go on to talk more about the energies of June, let's go to the phone lines. Remember, callers, remember, listeners, that that call-in number for that free angel advice, that free angel guidance from myself and the posse of angels is 646-716-6794. Our first call is 760. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Lily.
I'm sorry, could you speak up?
Yes, I'm sorry. My name is Lily.
Hi, Lily. Where are you calling from?
I am in California.
You're in Cali, like me. So how has life been for Lily these past 2 months?
It's been interesting. It almost feels like sporadic, like things are happening in bursts and then a little bit of regression. So it's been tricky.
Okay, that's been pretty much on the line of what my clients and students and friends have been saying, that certainly with things seemingly having been in a lull or slowed down for so many of us, with those two eclipses in April, it seems to have shone a light on those things that we still needed to address. But with that Mars energy that came, as I mentioned, that came in at the end of May, it's kind of like, that's a great way of putting it, Lily, is that it's like sporadic, like there are bursts of things and then it recedes. And then there's a burst of something else and it recedes. It's kind of like a cog which is just about catching, but then it slips.
Right. I live just a couple miles from the ocean, and it very much feels like tides to me.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, okay, we don't want the full tsunami at once, but we would like more of that steady flow. Actually, my husband Pete says, when I keep saying, when is something going to happen? When is, like tangible, physical going to happen? And he said, the further the tide goes out, when we've seen those pictures of tsunamis, then the more it comes back with force. Those of us that have held the light, And putting our focus and our attention onto our desires and dreams and been very vigilant, all I hear the posse of angels saying is be careful what you wish for, because it's going to come in, and it's going to come in with a lot of different variances and choices for us to make. So I guess that's why.
I do kind of see the benefit of that. My boyfriend and I are moving in together in just a couple of months, and we're going through a lot like the last week, and I'm like, where is this coming from? Little tiny things are causing these huge explosions. And so this morning I was laying in bed and I said, well, maybe it's just because we need to deal with this right now so that we can be okay when we're finally in each other's space all the time.
Absolutely. And wouldn't you rather deal with it beforehand and get things smooth and ironed out before moving in together, I guess?
I really would, yes. So, I mean, it's an upsetting for me, but I'm just thinking, okay, so this upset is going to smooth away so that I won't have to be as upset in August.
It's true. What is, a lot of the times the sourness of life, what we consider it to be sour, the challenges, the struggles, or things that seemingly we don't think are for our highest good, later on we will look back in retrospect, all of us that are conscious and all of us are living a higher, energetic frequency of awareness, and we will say to ourselves, thank goodness that I was held back, or thank goodness that kind of, whatever that was that I was experiencing was exposed, because what has come in for me is absolutely of the purest and the highest energy with no compromises and no settling. It's interesting, Lily, that the posse of angels are saying what we're doing now, it's like God and the angels are offering us a carrot, and they're saying, they're dangling the carrot, and they're going, look, okay, resolve everything with love and forgiveness, and then you get to live heaven on earth. Then you get to have the physical manifestation of your dreams. If you do not deal with this, then you will not get the carrot.
Okay.
That's it. And I can tell you, with this dredging up energy, that is it, and I'm not excluded from this. I had a I had something, you know, hit me right between the eyes in April and come to my knowledge. And I finally had to deal with it with just unconditional love and forgiveness. And I can tell you, it was one of the most selfish things I ever did for myself. And it was one of the most richly and rewarding. And I did it not to get a response from that individual, but to let it go. And my life has opened up so much, so much because of it, and is so much more richer and rewarding. So, so is there a question around the boyfriend, or a question around the situation, or is there something
it
totally
is
different?
It is the boyfriend. I feel sometimes like I'm working on my own, so I kind of want to know how to. Because these things, like I said, these little things that are making these huge explosions, he's obviously dealing with something more. So I guess it's just kind of how to support him in that so
okay.
that we can move on together.
Okay. I'm just asking the posse of angels. He has shifted a tremendous amount to be in your vicinity because your energies are very high, your energies are very bright. You're very enlightened, you're very conscious, you're very intuitive, you're very aware. For him to be in your vicinity at all would mean that those, you know, he couldn't have such disparate energies to you. He is not yet shifted at your level. That has nothing to do with being superior or being, you know, a guru or a master or whatever you want to entitle that. But actually, the posse of angels are saying, if you want to call yourself a master, you can, because you've truly mastered a lot of your karmic issues, really. So they're doing a little bit of a dance, and they're applauding you. And so, yeah, take credit where credit is due, because your path wasn't easy, but it was the choices that you made to get you to this stage that they're applauding you for. And they're saying that he is shifting. There's no question about it. But like all of us who have gotten to this stage of mastering our, you know, who we are and our clearing and have cleansed our karmic issues and things like that, it's kind of like a push-me-pull-you type energy, what we're going through at the moment. He'll step forward a bit, and then he'll go back. It's like a pendulum they're showing me, a little bit here, a little bit there. So each one of these irritations, it's like the grit in an oyster that is causing the pearl to form. That doesn't mean that you need to put up with, you know, dishonor or disrespect or anything like that. But the posse of angels are saying that the best thing that you can do, Lily, is to lead by example.
Okay.
And to realize that that his actions have nothing to do with you, really. That's going to sound funny because, you know, here on one hand they're saying lead by example and his actions have nothing to do with you. But truly, his actions are coming from his own programming, his own belief system, and his own paradigm that he is actually fighting, that his divine eternal nature that is fighting against that. And the more that he raises his energetic frequency in consciousness and enlightenment and awareness, then you know, the tipping balance comes, and then you're shifted more than you're not shifted. And the greatest thing that you can do is to allow him to walk his path and to react the way that he needs to in order to get through this shift or the journey of his shift, not because maybe he'll choose not to get through it. You know, again, we can't control anybody else, but they're certainly saying that they don't like this relationship. They're saying a lot of it is in energetic alignment, or else, you know, you wouldn't have drawn this to yourself, being the energetic frequency that you are. It's just that there's something still where he's, you know, going forward and going back a little bit and going forward and going back a little bit. So they're saying give it a little bit more time and be patient and know that if it's triggering you and if you're reacting to it, then there might be something within you that still needs to be resolved. For instance, can you give us an example of something in which triggers you or makes you react?
I lost my wallet, and he had a fit, like just totally blew it. And so my first instinct was to just be like, you know what, forget it. Obviously, you don't understand. And so that's me. Like, my first instinct is just to say forget it and try to walk away. But I know that that's not right, and I know that it's just reactionary because I want to leave before he leaves me. Mm. And so I'm trying to work with that.
Okay. You know, I don't need to tell you this, but I just for some others who might be, sort of garnering some information, that which is ours, we can never lose. And if we do lose something, a lot of times it means that we're not present, but, you know, it might be a gift, too, because your wallet may be found and give somebody an opportunity to play Good Samaritan, whereas before they might have stolen whatever it was in the wallet, and this way it might give them an opportunity to return to you. It might provide you with a lesson to know that you are abundant, and you know, you can cancel credit cards. What's that?
That was my first. I had said, you know, I wasn't taking it too hard. He took it very, like, way harder than he should have. I was like, well, I hope whoever found it really needed it. I remember lots of times when I was young, you know, when I didn't have anything and I was worried about how I was going to do, you know, buy food for my son. And I was like, you know, so I was kind of taking it in stride. And he had a fit.
So, you know, God bless each of us. We are along our path, and that which triggers us certainly could be, you know, triggering. A lot of people are triggered by programming and belief systems of lack and scarcity and, you know, and limitation, you know. In a lot of these situations, if people, you know, do lose something, then, you know, the higher perspective on it is that whatever was in the wallet monetarily didn't come from the earth plane. It comes from God. And it's like,
right,
okay, God, you know, that kind of thing. Look up for your source of income, that kind of thing. So you have a wonderful handle on things, Lily. And once again, they're doing a bit of a dance for your higher perspective. And they're saying that with you and your boyfriend moving in together, the more that you can just hold the helm of the ship and just, you know, steer clear, and you will be the. That's not why you're doing it. We don't do anything. Those of us who have mastered ourselves, we don't do it to actually get anybody to change, because we can't control anything outside of ourselves. We do it because we're being authentic and we're being honest, and you know, it's just to allow somebody else to walk that journey to either shifting or not shifting, getting it or not getting it. So with that thought about love and Lily and her boyfriend getting together, let's draw some cards and see what comes up for love and Lily. All right. Okay, first card that comes out is the universe card. Okay, this is the card not only about beginnings, about endings, it's also the card about completion. Completion and also beginnings. It feels as if taking an existing relationship to a new level? How long have you been with your boyfriend?
We've been together for a little over 3.5 years.
Okay, 3.5 years.
But he was in the military, and he got out, and then we decided that we were still going to work on it after that. So right now he's in Denver, but he's supposed to move back in August to start school over here in San Diego.
Oh, perfect. This is actually, I love the perfect timing. I love the divine timing of all of this. They're saying in the next 2 months or so, there are going to be even greater shifts within you, and you are going to see the beginning physical manifestation of what you unconsciously have been working towards. Now, that's going to sound a little bit strange. What do you do for a career?
I am a mentor, so I teach teachers how to teach kids.
Okay.
But teachers who are in practice, so it's not like school. It's when they're actually in the classroom.
Okay. And this is so remarkable because the posse of angels have said to me, just as an aside, Lily, that I'm going to be utilized in some way to help teach the crystal and the rainbow children, the new children that are being birthed on the planet, and possibly teaching the teachers how to teach these children of these extraordinary high frequencies, and you know, that have no karma with this psychic awareness. So I will keep your phone number and be in contact with you. So this is very interesting. But anyway, going back to the universe card is showing you emerging. It's showing you emerging and starting something new. Certainly, with the changes that you're going to be going through, and the changes that that your boyfriend are going to be going through, you're going to be coming together in August with very new energy. Let me see this. Yeah. He's definitely going through a shift at the moment. He may not even realize it, but there are going to be a lot of new changes. And then this is going to bring about an even greater heightened relationship. The next card that's coming for you is your Knight in Shining Armor. There's the Knight of Pentacles. And this is saying that both of you coming together will create something even grander, something much grander. Does he work with children?
He does not work with children. He's just starting school, and he's trying to figure out what he wants to do. He used to be a Marine, but we're kind of leaning towards medicine, but we're not just sure. He's not 100% sure what he wants to commit to yet.
Okay, they're also saying the shifts that he's going through at the moment are going to provide him with much more clarity. So it's going to be like a bolt out of the blue for him. He's suddenly going to go, you know, like, why wasn't that, you know, apparent to me beforehand? But that's certainly going to be coming towards him. And the next is the Three of Cups. There's the celebration card. So this could be the moving in together. This could be all kinds of things. So
that card is three women. And it's so funny because I have three females. I have two daughters. And I told them, I bet you're going to get the Three of Cups on your next reading.
I love how these cards work. It's just like, you know, I look at them sometime and I go, and then you come up with the Three of Cups. You know, all I can see is dancing. All I can see is this is going to be a very happy time for you. And again, the posse of angels are saying, dear one, you deserve this. You deserve this. Because of all that you've been through, all that the struggles, the challenges, the triumphs, and the things that you've endured. So Lily, thank you so much for sharing. I hope that reading has been helpful for you.
It was amazing. Thank you so much.
Okay. Lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Lily. And there are so many things that came out during that reading about seeing if things are triggering us and whether we're reacting to anything. And it's, you know, at these times when, you know, people from our past or things are coming back, you know, for us to revisit specifically in this retrograde that is coming up. It's a softer retrograde, so don't go into, you know, Mercury retrograde. It's for us to really see if we have finally dealt with our relationships. Let's go to our next caller, 612. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
My name is Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
I'm extraordinary. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Minnesota.
Minnesota. And how has life been for Mary in the last couple of months?
It's been much better. I feel like some things that I really focused on desiring and wanting, especially in my home, are finally falling into place. I mean, I just had my couch. I've been waiting for months. It was just delivered a half an hour ago. So little things like that that shouldn't mean so much, for me, they give me hope of even more to come.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head because, you know, people are saying, you know, couch, world peace, couch, end of hunger, couch. I mean, you know, we're only human. And, you
That's
know,
right.
You know, those things, if we, you know, say it's going to make such a big difference in my life. If I have a comfortable couch, you know, I'm not saying that your couch was ratty and threadbare and holy, you know, that kind of thing. But if we have a decent couch, comfortable couch to sit on, you know, that we sit on every day, it's going to make such an enormous difference in our level of pleasure. And because you give to yourself and allow yourself to receive, then the universe, God and the angels, they, you know, they pick up and they go, oh, well, she's open to receive. Let's see what else we can give her, you know?
Yeah, and I really feel like for me, more than it just being couch, it's an affirmation of here's some things, you know, just having things retiled in our house, some things I just felt like, here's the minimum of what I need just to feel like there's a positive future there. And they've all happened in the last few months. And so for me, it was a big deal. I mean, for other people might think not, but for me, financially, be able to do those things was a big deal.
No, I understand absolutely, completely. And the biggest deal of all was that you honored and respected yourself. And with so many of us light workers for so long, this resonates with you, but we were in scarcity and we were in lack and we were holding on to things so tightly that we would deny ourselves. And then there would be this cycle of, well, you know, I can do without it, or that's okay, and, you know, I'll settle for less. And then the universe was constantly sending us things that were compromised and settling. So I can fully understand that, you know.
And I think, you know, I think for a while I thought maybe this is what all I'm supposed to have, you know. And then someone just said, why? And I said, I don't know, because I should feel comfortable wherever I am. And they said, no, desire what you want to desire. So for me it was an opening up of I can desire something as simple as that and yet it manifests. I mean, for me it resonated with what my soul had been telling me. Desire more than this if you want more than this. It's okay to want that if you really want that.
Exactly. You know, it's, you know, a lot of people say, you know, how can you set your sights on such a lavish, abundant, you know, luxurious lifestyle? And I said, well, you know, me wanting that is actually not taking away from anybody else. I said,
I think that's a big thing for people who give to know. I mean, I think I didn't know that. I think I thought, oh, they must need that more. And it's not a more or less. It's a, what were you open to? What did you ask for? And it took me years to wrap my head around that.
Yeah, you, me, and just about the majority of light workers who came back to help save and enable and to shine a light on this world. You know, we gave of our time, our sinew, our money, our tissues, our souls, our nerves. And that was the first part of our mission. But that's certainly over. And now it's about turning the mirror back on ourselves and saying, I am a child of God. I am here to create in joy and fun and play and bliss. And there is only what I desire. And if each of us said, there is only what I desire, and of course open ourselves to receive it without any restrictions or constrictions, miracles, then have a way of showing up in our lives. And it's like dancing with the hand of God. That's what it's like doing. And then we wiggle and giggle as children as things like just magically show up for us, you know, in the most awesome ways. So is there a question that you'd like to pose to the Posse of Angels?
Yeah, I would. I feel like I need to start working on something. Like my soul needs me to begin working on something, and I don't quite know what that is. I'm like, should I be taking a class? Should I be? I don't know what my soul needs at this point to expand.
The reason I'm grinning like a Cheshire cat is because many of us, Mary, like you and me, and so many others, have built the foundation. We have either set up the healing practices, or we have written the books, or we have worked on projects, or done meditation nights, or whatever your path was in the last, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years or whatever, to get you to this stage. And now the posse of angels are saying for you and many of others is that they're going to be taking your gifts, your talents, and your abilities, and those things that you have focused on for, the better part of the last 5, 10 years or whatever, and brought to fruition on the earth plane, and they're going to compile it with God, and that they're going to then present you something of the most extraordinary nature that's going to help you step forward and to pretty much like the Three of Pentacles in the tarot deck, which is the being remunerated for your gifts and your talents and your abilities, because where we're stepping into, and the reason this dredging energy is so important to finally deal with those triggers and reactions, is because we're stepping into the perfect location, the perfect, I wouldn't say job or career, but the perfect passion for us, and the perfect people to co-create this with, so that we, and then each of us is creating heaven on earth for ourselves. So what the posse of angels is saying to you directly now is, don't feel like you have to do anything. It's not in the doing. It's in the dreaming, and of course we're now in Gemini, and also this Mercury retrograde is in Gemini, and so it's about the dreaming and the visualizing, and then await on the hand of God to present you with how to step forward. This is a really important message for you and many others. And my husband and I are going through it at the moment. Just doing something is pushing for a sign for the universe. And the posse of angels are having a giggle, and they're saying, Mary, all of those dots have not connected as yet. We've heard your prayers. We've heard your pleas. We've heard what you've been asking for, and we know what you want more magically than you know what you desire in your heart. So we are putting all the people together, all those dots, and then once they connect, you'll easily see the sign on how to step forward. And Mary, when you receive that sign on how to step forward, you send me an email to Candy at Angel Healing House, and you say, oh, you will never believe what happened to me. out of the blue, blah, blah, blah. It was so convoluted. I never thought, and that's what's going to happen to so many of us. They're saying, be a child of God. Allow yourself to be led to that which is being magically orchestrated for you. And let's go to the tarot cards and see what comes up for lovely Mary. You like Lily, they're applauding you as well. You've done so much work in clearing and cleansing so much. First card that comes up is the Six of Pentacles. Money, and your ability to have the wherewithal to give back to others, and others are giving back to you. And there's the balance in your life, and this is the more equalization out in your world, and then being presented with an opportunity or several opportunities or choices. They want to assure you that you will have choices. It won't just be one thing.
Good.
The next card is coming up for you is the Nine of Pentacles. More money. More abundance. when the pentacles come up, we immediately think about money, but this is the abundant feeling inside of you that I am so multidimensional and I am so not constricted and limited by anything that appears, you know, on the earth plane, and I am open to receiving in all different ways, shapes, and forms. And the next card that's coming up for you certainly is the Knight of Swords. And the Knight of Swords is saying that things are going to start moving pretty rapidly as we go into June, probably from the third week on after about the 21st, and certainly into July, many of us will start to see more of those physical manifestations of our dreams coming true. So I hope it's been helpful for you, Mary.
That sounds so hopeful and so affirming that I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I can't wait to see that what is going to be, you know, sort of enlightened along your path in order for you to easily step forward. And it's like, you know, what they're showing me now for so many of us light workers, it's like walking along a path and looking down and seeing a jewel, a gem. You know, when I think about that, I see a sapphire and just walking past and picking up and saying, thank you, that's mine.
Mm.
That's mine.
And feeling that you deserve it even. I mean, I think for me that's what's key.
And also, I've always affirmed and held to that God has a very long memory, and we do not give ourselves credit for how much we held the light to get the world to this level of consciousness and shifting. You know, those of us, financial difficulties and divorces, and my husband and I listening to the voice of God and moving, you know, countries and continents and go here and go there and things will be fine and no matter what. And God has a very long memory and our dreams are on the horizon. So thank you. Thank you for being part of that beautiful light, Mary.
Well, and thank you for not only doing that but sharing that with us. That's huge.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So look after yourself. Sending you lots of love.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So just to wrap up a little bit of our topic today, if you have done the work, you will be that newly hatched chick ready to go out and discover and explore the world on your own terms, empowered and knowing that you're divine and eternal and always have everything that you need in every given moment. The puppy of angels and myself remind you to follow the signs, just like Mary's going to follow the signs, that divine source and the angels will show us how and when to step forward, as they have done every step of the way. We are truly entering some very miraculous times, dear ones, and allow it to unfold in its own magical time in order for those miracles to present themselves. And that just about wraps the show up. Thank you for all the callers and listeners for tuning into the program. Thank you to those who are listening to this archived show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the posse of angels and myself, please do email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. Please go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. If you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either in person in my Los Angeles office or nationally and internationally using distance healing over phone and Skype, do call me at 831-277-3716. And until next time, listeners, allow your radiant light to shine forth and to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself, sending you lots of love and, of course, angel blessings. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye.
Mm-hmm.